Time for the monthly report from the Star Valley Chamber of Commerce. Director Robert King in studio this morning. Good morning, Bob. How are you doing today?
I'm doing well. Thank you.
Well, appreciate your time as always in the report from the Star Valley Chamber of Commerce. And you've started a business of the month. And so before you announce the business for February, just tell us what your goal is with this and how you select these businesses.
Well, you know, it's one of those things that I put names in a hat and draw somebody out, and that's the business for the month. No, we're excited about doing this sort of thing, giving small businesses an opportunity to reach out, tell us who they are, where they are, what they do, and basically just get the word out there and kind of promote the businesses in the valley.
Absolutely. So tell us, who is the February business of the month?
This month will be Wyoming Gunfighter out of Alpine, and Dave Schuler will be joining us here, I hope, on the radio.
I think we got him, actually.
Oh,
so
perfect.
Yeah, Dave, do we have you there?
I am here. Can you hear me?
Absolutely. Yep, we got you. So, well, Dave, congratulations on being named Business of the Month by the Star Valley Chamber of Commerce. Tell us about Wyoming Gunfighter. How long have you guys been in business, and what do you specialize in?
We opened up July 4th of 2021, so about almost four years now. We specialize in all firearms, especially Class 3, suppressors, short barrel rifles, short barrel shotguns, machine guns, that sort of thing.
Perfect. And located where?
We're next to the Chevron right off the highway in Alpine.
All right.
On the left side as you're going north.
Perfect. So, Dave, when you open up this business, Wyoming Gunfighter, kind of what were your goals at the time, and what do you really try and bring to Alpine and the Star Valley area?
Really, goal was to be a little bit different than most Wyoming FFLs, federal firearms licensees. We, you know, do a bit more of modern guns, defensive rifles and handguns, but we do also a lot of hunting rifles. The other thing was just having a place locally where you can get suppressors.
Dave Schuler, the February Business of the Month with the Star Valley Chamber of Commerce. Dave, with gun sales, one of the big things recently has been ammunition and the price of ammunition. How has that affected your business, and what do you have available?
We stock most of the common stuff and special order in the uncommon stuff. It's actually with ammo, the ammo prices go up and down. It's like real estate prices in Jackson. They kind of spike, they come down a little, they spike again, and right now we are probably in a low for ammo prices, though it seems expensive. It's just, you know, the next world event that gets everybody nervous is going to drive ammo prices up, and they never quite go back down. So most ammo is available, and it's probably not going to get much cheaper than it is now, maybe for the next year or two.
If someone wanted to special order something or have something maybe even custom, do you do any custom pieces at all?
We do. The one of the local manufacturers we work with, Dark Horse Firearms, is a AR-15, AR-10 manufacturer, and we work with him where his main retail front to build custom ARs to people's spec. Is one of the things we do a lot of. And then we also do a lot of, you know, putting optics on, advising people on what's going to work for their use, accessorizing handguns and rifles to make them work for people.
Dave Schuler with us on the Weekday Wake Up, the Star Valley Chamber of Commerce. Business of the Month is Wyoming Gunfighter, located in Alpine. Dave, what's the best way for someone to contact you if they are not in Alpine? Do you have a website presence at all?
We do have a Facebook page, Instagram, and you can always call the shop at 307-654-4846 or email us at FFL at wygunfighter.com.
Perfect. Well, that's Wyoming Gunfighter, the Star Valley Chamber of Commerce Business of the Month. Dave, anything we missed about Wyoming Gunfighter that you would like to mention today?
I want to say that, you know, support your local FFL. We are needed to do transfers because of federal firearms, and we are big supporters of the Second Amendment.
Well, congratulations on being Business of the Month. That's Dave Shuler with Wyoming Gunfighter. Dave, we appreciate your time, and we'll cut you loose here. Thank you very much.
All right. Thank you very much, and thanks to Chamber of Commerce and Bob King.
Absolutely. Again, that's Dave Shuler, the Wyoming Gunfighter, the Business of the Month located in Afton with the Star Valley Chamber of Commerce. And, you know, he said it well, Bob, just support your local people, right?
Oh, so true. Sure appreciate him coming online with us today and telling us a little bit about his business. You know, with the changes in laws and the things that are going on nationwide, we need to keep up with this sort of thing, and certainly we want to support our local businesses throughout the county and throughout Star Valley.
Absolutely. Robert King in studio with the Star Valley Chamber of Commerce. Chamber's been pretty active over the last couple of weeks, a couple of lunch and learns that have gone really well for the Chamber.
Yeah, we've done some things working with Senator Dockstetter. He's brought some folks in from the state. We've got more people coming in from the state, especially with our outdoor recreation group. And we really appreciate him and all he does at the state level for us.
Going to ask you some Lincoln County economic development questions with the 250th, but before we do that, anything else happening with the Chamber that you'd like to mention today?
You know, I think it's important to realize that we're still developing our webpage, getting some things out there, just in communication, letting people know that we're here, we're active, and we will continue to have our lunch and learns.
Perfect. StarValleyChamber.com, and it's online, it's going now, and it will continue to be added to and improved. All right, so one of your other hats that you wear, Lincoln County Economic Development, of course, a lot of talk about what's happening with the 250th celebration, and you've been spearheading the coins for this. Tell us what the coin is and how this program is going to work.
Well, the way it's working, the way it's going to work, we put together a committee, and one of the things in that committee we identified was a challenge coin. And that challenge coin will represent Lincoln County. Then we went to each one of the communities within Lincoln County and asked if they wanted to participate and create their own challenge coin. And every incorporated community within Lincoln County has decided to do exactly that. And we're going to have a scavenger hunt. There'll be 20 sites in the southern part of the county, and 20 sites in the northern part of the county, historic sites and other things. And we've developed a map, or in the process of developing the map currently, and we will distribute that probably around May 1st. In that area. And then on the people that actually visit each one of those sites, we get an entire collection of the coins, one from the county and then one from each one of the incorporated towns within the county as a prize for visiting all those sites.
Okay. And so people take the coin and they if I understand correct, they visit the site and upload a picture of it. Is that kind of how it works?
Yeah, a picture of themselves at the site. And we'll have a web page that they'll submit those pictures to. And then we'll take a look at the pictures, see who did what. And on July the 4th, both in Star Valley and in Kemmer, we will have a little award ceremony and award these folks those coins.
Very cool. Very fantastic. And the coins are available for purchase potentially as well outside of this competition? Or I know there's been a lot of questions about that, so maybe describe how that's going to work.
Sure. I think that the towns will probably have their coin at their town hall available for purchase, and we leave that up to them.
So the county will have a coin, and then some of the municipalities will have their a separate coin, correct?
That's correct.
Okay.
Each community, every community will have their own coin, the incorporated communities.
Yes.
And they'll have the opportunity to sell those coins.
Okay.
We're going to try to and we haven't worked that part out with them. But we're going to try to establish a date when they'll be available for purchase.
Yeah.
I know the county, we have ordered, right now we've ordered 4,000 coins, and we're kind of excited to see as they come out what they're going to look like. And we have pictures and a design, and maybe we'll get those in the paper at some point.
I think I know a guy that can do that for you.
I think I do too. And see what we can do about letting people know the next steps and when it'll start and when it will end, when they'll have to have their pictures submitted by, so that we can take a look at them and get prepared for the award ceremony.
Some more details to come, so stay tuned,
yes.
Right? Perfect. Yep. That's Robert King this morning, Star Valley Chamber of Commerce, Lincoln County Economic Development. Anything else that you'd like to mention with development or the chamber while we have you today?
Well, you know, I think we've covered quite a little bit this morning, and we'll just continue to work with the radio station and the newspaper and get more information out as we move forward.
Absolutely. So again, that's Robert King, Chamber of Commerce, Economic Development. Dave Shuler joined us earlier with Wyoming Gunfighter, the business of the month for February with the Chamber of Commerce located in Alpine. It's all part of the weekday wake up on SVI Radio.